The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We're very happy to see that John Klingberg is going to wear a San Jose Sharks uniform this season. John, how excited are you to come out west and wear the teal?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. Obviously, coming into free agency was a little back and forth. I didn't know really what was going on, but super excited with the fit in San Jose with an upcoming team. There's been some rebuild, obviously, over the last few years, but if you look at the lineup, I think there's a lot of offensive power, and I'm just excited to be a part of that, especially with how my game is, playing a lot with the puck. So hopefully I play a lot of meaningful minutes and can come back and show that I still belong in the NHL.
Aside from, say, Ty Dellandre, who was with you earlier, some other players in the organization, who do you know?
Well, Wenberg, I played with in Sweden for a year. Obviously played a lot against the other Swedes as well back home in Sweden, but also over the course of my NHL career, he always knew or you always know how which are the other Swedes on the other team. So I would say all the Swedes, but then obviously playing with Dellandre in Dallas for a lot of years as well.
So tell me a little bit about what style of hockey you bring to this team. From our observations over the years and seeing you play, you have a very stable, steady form of defense, but you're very, very creative with the puck. Would you say those are a couple of your big strengths?
Yes, I think obviously my role would be a lot more with the puck than it will be without the puck. At the same time, I want to be able to say that I'm reliable defensively. That's up to me to prove the coaches and my teammates that I can do that. But I think on the defensive side, I have a good stick. I'm probably not going to outmuscle a lot of guys, but you can still be smart positioning yourself in a great spot and have a good stick to be able to defend. But yeah, of course, I think a lot of my game comes with creativity and playing with the puck.
Also, you're a right shot, so that's a big deal for any defenseman. What do you think that brings to the team to be a right-handed shooting defenseman?
Well, I think it's important in all facets of the game to have righties and lefties, but especially in a defensive pair, it makes it a lot easier to break out the puck. You always have your forehand towards the board, but you face into the middle, so it's a little bit easier to break out the puck. So that might be a good thing.
One thing that has happened to you in recent years is you've had to deal with a few injuries, and obviously that slowed down your season. But what have you done in the off season to do some preventative maintenance and to be, in condition to last through an 82-game schedule?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the course of my career, it's been, I think I've had 1 year where I played all the 82 games. It's been a few minor injuries here and there, but this was my third hip surgery, double hip surgery. So, I mean, this time it feels a lot better. They switch out the entire joint, so now it's just metal. So I don't have any problems with the joint, but there's still a lot of work to do around the joint to get all the muscles and tendons and all that to work together. So it's still a work in progress, but I feel like it's just getting better and better, so that's exciting.
Well, the Sharks are a work in progress too with all these talented young guys, Celebrini, Smith, now Michael Misa coming to the organization. On defense, you've got Mufa Madulin, who's a real good talent. What do you make of this roster and the progress that the team is making?
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. Like I said, I think there's been a lot of rebuild over the last 2 years, and they've been able to draft high up in the draft, first-rounders, first overall, second overall, and things like that. But I think if you just look at all the players that's in the lineup right now, they're going to be superstars in the league, especially a guy like Celebrini. I'm really excited about that. And just skating before camp here, you can really see the ceiling he has, which is very exciting for me to sign here, but also for the organization, obviously. But if you look behind that too, I think there is a lot of really good prospects. And it's an upcoming team, but I think at the same time, bringing in guys like me and other guys, I think they want to take a step towards really fighting for a playoff spot. And I wouldn't say the rebuild is over. It's still a building towards being a championship team, but I think they want to take another step right now.
How great would that be to be part of that process to get the team back to the playoffs and challenging for the cup again?
Yeah, no, that'd be great. I remember my first years in the league with Pavelski, Thornton, and Marlowe, and and Burns and those guys on the other side, it wasn't an easy rink to come to. So hopefully we can turn that around again and make the Shark Tank a tough place to play in.
Well, we're excited to have you, and we really appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.